Hello. Welcome to another session of digging deep into the mystery of salvation. The sermon for today is titled Anointing for Sin. A very unusual title, but that's our own way of calling the attention of the believers, the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, the Inflation of Christianity by Charlatans. Our attempt is to open your eyes so that you will know what is happening and take a stand. And I know this type of message is not a common message. A lot of people, because they are not used to people talking the way I will be talking today, they will call me names. But I know those who have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, they will hear and take heed. Let's go to the auditorium and hear the message, Anointing for Sin. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Let us stand up and open Matthew 25. Matthew chapter 25, and today we shall be reading plenty scriptures. Praise the Lord. Amen. For years, I have read this scripture. I'm telling you, and I lie not, I have no reason to lie. I did not understand the meaning. I didn't understand the meaning. Until recently, God quickened it to me. There may be a deeper meaning than this, but the one he opens more for me to understand, I will share it with us today. The parable of the virgins. Then, future. Then, and that future that Jesus was speaking about is now. Then, at that time, then future, shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins? We took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Everybody is expecting the coming of the Lord. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And this is where I am going. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Then he added, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, you lay this in my heart to share it to the whole Christian world. Somebody, somewhere, will hear this message. Use this message as you speak to the heart of your people to give them a right standing before you. And remove them from the spirit of deceit that has taken over the church today. Come, Father, and speak to your people this afternoon. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. God bless you. Be seated very reverently. Take note of verse 8. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Verse 9 is this verse that I say I have been confused all these years. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. So there is a place where they sell and buy oil. And my sermon topic for today is anointing for sale. Anointing for sale. Praise God. Now listen, church. Something fires us to speak. Every preacher. I read this, for instance, on Saturday, this text came in. Listen, I am Mr. Igbadume, a lawyer from Auchi, Edo State. I had thought before I discovered Bright Television that ministries having TV stations have failed our Lord by not preparing the flock for heaven, but preaching healing, deliverance, and only breakthrough. Seek first the kingdom of God. These pastors don't know where their dead members are spending eternity. Hence, they are wasting time on the non-essentials. Brother Joshua Iginla of Champions Royal Assembly and Apostle Johnson Suleiman prophesied that Jonathan was going to win the presidential elections. Prophecies shall fail. Why not concentrate on the more sure word of prophecy, which is the word of God? Pastor Alu, we are praying for you. For we now have a television station wherein our souls are nourished. Hallelujah. Why somebody is sending this? Not too long ago, another viewer from Bayelsa was busy venting his anger on me, calling me a Pharisee and a Sadducee. Why, who gave me the audacity to be condemning people and calling their names at the altar? That if I don't have anything to preach, I should pack up. I replied to him, I said, this person here must be very guilty of what I am preaching. He is getting angry instead of repenting. Praise God. And while I'm going to say some of these things in this message, I am aware that I am facing an area that is deadly. But let me tell all of you that will listen to me. You can kill me, but you can never kill the truth. And for somebody like me that know that I can be killed and yet I speak, you should know it means I am ready to die for what I stand for. Because I am not talking to people who will want to repent because they know what they are doing. I am only talking to the children of God that have been in the bondage of their witchcrafts, so that they can find a way of escape. Because I am not expecting that any of them will repent because they know what they are doing. It's not a mistake. It's not a mistake. But we have a duty to tell the whole world who you are. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to say it hard, because what if it's the final time I'm saying it? It will have been recorded. And the whole world will have copies to hear me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are places where anointing is sold and bought. Amen. Go to Acts chapter 8. Verse 5. I'm reading it up to verse 22. I told you, so because I want to prove everything I'm saying, I will not just quote this, call the scripture, we will read it. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many, taken with palsies that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, witchcraftsy, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Who was he? He was a Babalao. Take note. Who was Simon? He was a Babalao. For those of you who are not from this part of the world, he was a voodoo man. Voodoo. He was a voodoo priest. Verse 10. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon, the sorcerer himself believed also. Can you see? What did the Bible say here? He said, a juju man believe also. Then we shall see the type of belief. And when he was baptized, he believed and was baptized in the name of Jesus. He continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was falling upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, that they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, what did he do? He offered them money. Anointing for sale. But see what the true apostle Peter said. Hallelujah. Okay. He offered them money, saying, give me also this power. Give me also this power, that on whosoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. I see from this verse, hallelujah, that there are a group of people, ministers, pastors, prophets, Reverend Doctor Bishop, full of anointing. Hallelujah. When they saw what was happening in the church of Jesus Christ, I am telling you this thing from this scripture. I know that since what was the prevailing thing, that these signs shall follow them that believe. And they were seeing the signs. Genuine servants of God, genuine ministers of God. Look at the time of the revival, the Azusa Street revival that was going on. Mighty miracle signs and wonders. A man of God will stand and then receive the Holy Ghost. They will lay hands. People will be falling under anointing. And because of that, people were no longer going to Babalawo houses. People now began to leave that nonsense and begin to follow genuine the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost. Giving their lives to Christ. When the sorcerers saw that they were going to lose customers, they also went to look for power. So that whoever they lay hand on, that person will also receive one spirit. And they will fall under anointing. So that they can continue in business. Because the apostles were going to spoil the business of the sorcerers. Church, there are people that call themselves anointed servants of God. But the anointing, they went to buy it somewhere. Be careful who you allow to lay hand on you. Because you don't know what they are projecting on you. Babalawo have invented Christianity. They have changed their signboard from Simon the Sorcerer to Prophet Dr. Simon. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But see what Peter answered him. Verse 20. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee. Because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Church, the gift of God cannot be purchased with money. Verse 10, Ephesians chapter 4 says, he that descended is also the same that ascended, that he might fill all things. And he gave some. He gave. Not some went to buy. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some teachers, some pastors for the work of the ministry. Which ministry? The ministry of reconciliation. For the perfecting of the saints. For the edification of the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter said that money will perish with thee. Because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. And then he added, and let every one of them that is into that same sorcery, note verse 21, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter of the kingdom. For thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you tell me, Pastor Moses, why you always condemn me? Why are you judging? Concerning the kind of judgment that I judge. Can we read a few scriptures in the Bible? 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 17 and verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 4. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? Verse 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? So, there is a judgment. And it starts from the house of God. The church of the living God. The church of Jesus Christ. The house of God. It's not Bride Assembly Church. The house of God is the universal spiritual body of Christ. That is the temple of God. And I'm talking to those, my brethren, I'm talking my own attempt to cleanse the house. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. Hallelujah. Clearly. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. If you are spiritual, you can judge anything. But remember, you yourself that you are judging, you must not be judged of any man. And I know also, as I am talking my own, torchlight, they follow me. I'm aware of it. Watching to see whether I will do the same thing others are doing. Or maybe it is a condition that is making me, because I know of a pastor, this entire message some years ago, that was preaching holiness. That time that I knew him, he was in room and parlor. I visited him for his church naming ceremony. That was in 1990. At Akowonjo. And suddenly, amen, that time he was preaching that it is worthless to own a Mercedes-Benz car. At that time, Mercedes-Benz was the car of class. How can somebody say that it's worthless? He was staying in room and parlor. Ah, may poverty not affect my thinking in the name of Jesus. Poverty is a serious problem. Oh. Poor people don't think well. They do. They cannot get what others are getting, and they will start to condemn it and justify their estate to be spiritual. Poverty now cause. Oh. Have I ever stood here and then glorify myself that I don't have this, I don't have that? I lie, I desire it, but I will not bend the scripture to acquire them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't worry. God must use some of us to make some statements. He did it for Job. I became a reference point. He will do it also for some of us. Praise God. And I'm ready for him to use me to make a statement. The only thing I tell him is, let me not my hunger not reach reproach. Amen. Don't withdraw anything until I come begin to beg before I survive. By the time we come, when some of us will testify, and you will know that what we are saying is true. God rewards faithfulness. God rewards faithfulness. Faithfulness. And they sit down here. 17 years. This church started. I've been pastoring here for the past 17 years. And up to now, I'm still living in a rented house. And I'm saying it not to glorify myself. There's nothing to rejoice in the fact that your mates own some things you don't feel own. There's nothing to glorify yourself in it. I'm not saying this to be humble. But I'm saying this so that somebody will know that what we are doing is not for gain. Amen. Apostle Paul say, hallelujah. He said, I seek you not yours or something like that. Praise God. We will come to it later. It's one of the scriptures because Apostle Paul is our example. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was sharing with the ministers, the pastors. I say, not a member here. An online member from abroad. A woman, Nigerian woman, that own a house here in Lagos. That own, a big house there in Yanapaja. And called me several times. There was somebody that was in my office the day she called. Juliet. She was there. A call kept coming. I was feeling distracted. Then later I said, this person is serious. Let me answer. And she told me who she was. And told me that 3 months earlier, the Lord spoke to her that she should dash me her house in Yanokwacha. And she has been praying because she doesn't know how her husband will believe that it is God that told her. And she fasted for this 90 days. For God to just, when she would tell her husband, let her husband agree. Because to her, she suffered before she built that house. That house went through a lot of problems. And she said, she was sending somebody, it was I think on Sunday or so, she was sending somebody on Tuesday to bring the papers to me. And now, the person does not know why he's bringing the papers. When the person is in my office, then the person will call her and she will tell the person to hand over the documents. It is thus said the Lord. Praise God. I never knew you will answer me this way. I never knew you will answer me this way.
Me, I never knew you will answer me this way.
That was almost about a month or so ago. And I told her, no, sister, you have to come down here. I want to know who is giving me that property. And hand over the property to me personally. If you don't have money, I will send you the ticket to come. And she said, no, she can afford the ticket to come. She only does not know where to stay. And I assured her she will have a place to stay. Person will give you house. No, come up for your bed. Make it lie down for your bed. Praise the Lord. I am saying that for a reason. This church, there shall be billionaires. Among the ministers, there shall be multi-millionaires. See how many people here. If I stay at this altar, demonstrate one kind small anointing, small. Shake, fall down, stand up, say, God, he said, Mokuna, build me a house this year. Remember, build down. But I will never do that. And yet, I will move into my own mansion. I didn't say house. I said mansion. But not kruk kruk. Oh, kruk kruk. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He rewards faithfulness. I believe that. Therefore, I know that what I am saying, while I'm pointing one finger to you, three fingers are pointing at me. So that we can understand Romans chapter 2. Open Romans chapter 2 and verse 21. Romans chapter 2, 21, 22 and 23. Thou therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God? That is what is expected of every one of us as a guide. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm also aware of Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. Matthew chapter 7. The commandment is a commandment. The Lord was teaching something here. He said, judge not that you be not judged. These are the scriptures that some people misinterpret and refuse to make comment when right before their face things are going wrong. He said, don't judge you. Don't judge you. You catch and they sleep with your wife. Don't judge you. He's a servant of God. Don't judge you. Yes. The Bible says, you have no right to judge another man's servant. Yes, Praise the Lord. But listen, if the master of that man is my father, I will judge you. If the master of that servant is not my father, let him and his master, they do what they do. But you come to my house and you are messing up my father's kingdom, I will judge you. I will judge you. And my father will be pleased with me. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure you mend, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye? He said, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. And as I read this scripture, I am seeing this scripture talking to me that I have no right to sanitize churches outside when my own church here is filthy. And that's why I have stood strongly against this nonsense that is going on. We sat down here and we were counting ministers that we ordained, Pastor Thomas, that have left this church. How many were there? We counted 13 of them. 13 ministers that served here and we ordained. One by one, because we will not tolerate that nonsense they do. Praise God. And I'm not saying we have finished cleaning. The cleaning must continue. Praise God. I am not just preaching because I have to preach. I am preaching what I stand for and what I believe. Whether I preach it or not, that is my stand. And I have won. Don't come close to me if you are not ready to go with me. All of them, one by one. They know I am the major factor in this ministry. Anybody else should hear, but don't let pastor hear. Not tell him. Thank God there is Pastor Moses that some people can fear. Because you know if it gets to my ear, that time you're gonna say, no be mumu happy. Praise the Lord. This heaven I must go. And more importantly, I hate failure. In all my life, anything you give me to be in charge of, I watch over it, I take care of it faithfully. Now that God has given me a church to pastor, I will never fail. Watch over it according to the expectation of He who committed it into my hand, because I know I will face Him one day and tell Him my stewardship. I'll give account. I will. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when a minister told me yesterday that he was rushing back to Lagos because a brother here was waiting, and I say, but I know that brother. Did he invite you? Say yes. Why did he not invite me? Why did he invite you? The minister sit down there, they hear me now. I say, why did he invite you and he did not invite me? I say, it means there is something wrong about that marriage, which Pastor Moses should not be aware of. But why will he invite you and not invite me? Are we not all ministers of the same gospel? That's what I told him on phone. Something wrong with it. Praise the Lord. Maybe they go wait person will get belay. I know say Pastor Siam, that is the next sermon. Praise the Lord. Anytime they want to do wedding that they will serve alcohol, they will change the venue for reception. We know. But there are ministers that we invite, but there are some that they will not invite. Birds of the same feather. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 15. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 15. What does it say? It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. So what I'm doing now is giving me joy, because I know I am correcting some things. Praise the Lord. And also remember, when you begin to say, why is Pastor Moses condemning? Listen, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 and verse 3. This is Apostle Paul talking to the church, to believers. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Verse 3. Know you not that we shall judge even angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? So, I am already a judge by ordination. And every one of us believers, we are judges by ordination. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because many of us who say we are condemning, accuse us of condemning people, there is a mystery you have not understood. Can we read this short parable in Matthew chapter 13? Verse 31. I don't know how many of us understand this parable. Verse 31 and verse 32. Another parable. This is Jesus Christ letting us know how the church will look like in time to come. All those seven parables in Matthew chapter 13, they are the conditions that the church will go through in seven church ages, seven dispensations before the coming of the Lord. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Who is that man that sowed it? It is God himself, Christ himself, hallelujah, that sowed the word. He sowed the word. That little thing that he spoke, you know, in the shores of Galilee. Let's read on. Hallelujah. Which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, the church, it planted the church on the day of Pentecost with how many members? 120. Compare the gathering at the upper room with the gathering in the synagogues. That was a little group. Okay? But when it is grown into a church now, big the way we are, it is the greatest among herbs, among other religions, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. The birds of the air, they come and lodge in the branches of that tree. Hallelujah. He's talking about Christianity that was relatively unknown, that started on the day of Pentecost, but now the whole world, everybody now is coming to benefit from that tree. The best of the air there is all manner of things. Let you know, hallelujah, that the church has caused a lot of attraction. The church of Jesus Christ has caused a lot of attraction. manner of people are now in the church of Jesus Christ. When the Bible says that he, Jesus Christ, had his apostles, then he also promised that he will raise some again, apostles. That is, apart from those his apostles. 12 of them that reduced to 11. He was going to raise the apostolic ministry again. And you know that the apostolic ministry is the closest ministry to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They are to grace what the prophets were to the law. Hallelujah. The office of the apostle is to grace what the prophets were to the law in the Old Testament. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They had the authority of the word. Paul said the word. And when they speak by virtue of the authority they have in that office. Such that Prophet Moses, hallelujah, could permit divorce. And heaven will back it up because of his office. And Apostle Paul said, he is also an apostle to the Gentile. He said, I magnify my office. And he said, this is not the Lord speaking, but I now speak. And whatever he said was put down as scripture. And the Bible tells us, all scripture is given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So that is an office that can be very easily impersonated. And before you know what? The agenda of the devil started. And we go to Revelation chapter 2. Hallelujah.